And now to the courtroom. If you were to come up with an adjective to describe just what happens in a typical courtroom, the word adversarial probably would pop into your mind. But there's a new but ancient dynamic happening in a Washtenaw County courtroom that's attracting great interest among the state's legal community. It's the new peacemaking court. For an explanation, we're joined by the Honorable Timothy Connors from the Washtenaw County Trial Court. Judge Connors, the peacemaking court is guided by Native American principles. Just what are those principles?
The real shout-out in many ways in our state deserves, it really deserves to go to Michael Petoskey. Judge Petoskey was a tribal judge that has been the architect of most of the tribal courts in the Lower Peninsula. And he went to the University of New Mexico Law School. And while he was there, he met several Navajo friends in law school with him, and he learned about the Navajo peacemaking court. Those three principles that they use, this affirmation, that the guiding principles are respect, relationships, responsibility. And he was so struck by that when he came back, he just said, in his own tribal communities in Michigan, said, I think this is values. Let's try it here. So several decades ago, he started the very first ones. So Judge Petoskey works closely with our Supreme Court, chair of our Tribal State Court Relations Committee, and he has been willing to come and help us build our first one in a state court system.
And why were you so open to saying, yes, I want to do this, and I want this happening in my courtroom?
Well, because I think it's exactly where we need to go. I've been on the bench for 23 years, and so I've seen, obviously, all the discord that comes forward. You know, there's a lot of divisiveness. And at the end of the day, rather than focusing on saying, all right, what went wrong? Who's been hurt? Why did it happen? Mm-hmm. When our tribal teachers have been telling us, the basic question we should always be asking is why? And then the why behind the why.
I'm speaking with the Honorable Timothy Connors from the Washtenaw County Trial Court. And in his courtroom is happening a peacemaking court guided by Native American principles. And this is really the first state court room in the nation offering this kind of procedure. So how do you decide whether a case might go to peacemaking court or take a traditional track, Judge?
Potentially any type of case in the state court system is eligible. But it does require the unanimous agreement of the parties to go into it. So it's a question of are their hearts in the right place? Are they really seeking peace? Or is it perhaps still a forum to act out? Not really seeking resolution, but simply trying to assert control over a situation.
So you could see juvenile probate, some civil and criminal disputes, any of that could wind up?
All of that, and we're working on that. We've handled several already. Obviously, it makes a great deal of sense in probate with guardianships and the distribution of property after the loved ones walked on, who's going to take care of people who are vulnerable. It has application. We've sort of used some of those principles even in disputes between small businesses because they have ongoing relationships. Obviously, it makes a lot of sense in domestic relations where a couple, even though they are divorced, they share these children that they brought into the world, and they are going to have those situations. My great hope, though, is for the juvenile court.
Yes.
One of the traditions, one of the great teachings that we learn from our tribal neighbors is the respect that is given to elders and to children, and children are sacred.
So thinking of those guiding principles, the Navajo principles of respect, relationships, and responsibility, can you give us a compare and contrast? Could you tell us, describe the type of case that you might have before you in peacemaking court? Give us a sense how it might be handled typically and the difference if it's in peacemaking court.
Sure.
Give me a for
sure.
instance.
Sure. Let's take a juvenile case.
Okay.
Let's take a young juvenile who broke into a house and took money out of somebody's purse and went off and blew the money. And the typical scenario would be, okay, you're caught, you came in, what did you do? The focus is on what the event is. All right, here's your punishment. You're the juvenile delinquent. Here's your fines and costs, and here's your punishment. And a judge like me sits up on a bench and yells at the young person and says, don't you ever do that again. And if you do, we'll really come down on you.
I don't want to see you in my courtroom one more time.
Right.
Or else.
Right.
Okay. How would this differ in a peacemaking court? What would happen?
So in a peacemaking court, it would start off with that proposition of, okay, what happened? But then what were you thinking to the young man? What were you thinking at the time? What do you think about it now? Who do you think it affected? You need to hear from them how it affected them. If it's truly the idea, I want to make amends, then what is that proposal? And then there's the similarity that if it's done and it's true, you know, remorse and you make it up, then there has to be forgiveness on the other side. I've sat on the bench in some of our tribal courts and in their juvenile court when there has been that successful application of peacemaking, those three aspects, and mm-hmm. then return back. They actually burn the juvenile file in a ceremony with everybody and say, you are no longer this label. You are back on the path of a true human being. That would be too radical for our state court system, but certainly the concept that we're putting it back and there's forgiveness and we've created behavior that's acceptable.
There is going to be that sense, I think, that the public will have that a wrongdoer, like let's just say this typical young person we just talked about who stole money from a house, needs to pay society back in some way, which we equate as punishment. Do you think this can overcome that overall perception that we've basically as a society grown up with, that you gotta pay?
You know, I love this question. When we were listening to Judge Petoskey last week, the tribal judge, he had the same issues within his own tribal community. And those that said, oh, I don't know, this sounds like a lot of kumbaya, huggy-feely, you're coddling, you got to get tough on these kids, etc. So this is a common sort of fear, I would say. For those who are fearful of this idea, again, everybody has to agree. So ultimately, when we say this young person has to learn, who really is the one the most affected but the lady who had the money stolen from her purse in her own home? If that person finds peace and closure in a healthy way, should we not as a society say, that's a good thing. This young man has learned a lesson in the heart. He's changed his direction. He's made it right with the person that he hurt. And we as a society are better off. We have a system in place that if people don't care and are going to continue negative behavior, we have a system already in place to say, well, we need to deal with that and address it and punish it or protect it. But that doesn't mean that that's the model for every situation of human discord.
The Honorable Timothy Connors from the Washtenaw County Trial Court talking about the peacemaking project in Washtenaw County. Thank you so much, Judge.
Thank you.